Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. 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 Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down, know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from my people. Green's for the riches stole from my people. Black is the color, race of my people. Red, black, and green, our bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system. Plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HBD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsland, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. Come line, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up. Black man's army is up to bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping up the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc. We work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, huh, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, Nat Turner of rap. Lyrical, Geronimo Pratt. Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, The Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity Music, Kilroy.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that's Music Activism and News. Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 26. Wow, already. And MAN is an abbreviation, acronym, for Music Activism News. You can reach me right here, like others who are tuned in across the internet, worldwide. You can reach in and call 646-478-0944. I'm already looking at a 216-254 phone number. Before I get to you, I need to get rid of three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if, by any chance, you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call or blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long because it's an hour-long program. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. You are important. If something happens and I come to you and you decide, wait a minute, I spoke. I wish I could speak one more time. If you haven't pressed the one key, you can press the one key. If you have pressed the one key, that's all right. You could always hang up and call right back, and I'll know, hey, you want to say something else. Before I go to the first phone call, a lot of times I don't get a chance to do this, so I'm going to give you top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, it could be like music, entertainment. So, debuting at number 10, HJS Music. Debuting at number 9, my man CGS, El Reezy. CGS, they rocked the symposium last week. It was a real, real, real excellent program last Friday evening. They got something else coming up this coming Saturday, July 4th. More on that later. Number 8, Emax the Image, moving up as the EP will soon be released. You know he did the production work of the Black Man Army that we came in on. Number 7, Gambino Red, we made it. Number 6, Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sound, Music to Ride By. That's on YouTube under My Movie 6. That's My Movie numeral 6. Joseph Motley. Number 5, The Black Man's Army Theme. Emax, of course, myself, Sergeant Major Stokes. Number 4, Solomon Kane. Number 3, moving up, my man King Swisher from Oppressed People's Nation. He said Deputy Minister of Information. The audio Mac of his album, The Revolution Will Be Heard and Televised. Also, he's the number 3 because he's got a nice little song on there called Never Ignorant Getting Goals Accomplished. You put those Never Ignorant Getting Goals Accomplished, put the first letter or the first consonant, first vowel together, you know what the name of the song is. Number 2, re-debuting, Cleveland State University. They had an excellent thing. They had Alfred Porter's birthday party. More on that later on. Moved all the way up to number 1, the Red Carpet Awards. More on that later. Before I get to the phone call, I want to let people know you can still use the same phone number, 646-478-0944, not just for tonight, but on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, is Hood Talk with Emax and the Mindset. And they give you international politics broke down to a local level. And then you can use that 646-478-0944 phone number on a Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Tunes Radio. My man Emax deals with Music Business 101. And now with that out of the way, let's go see what's going on with 216-254. That's 216-254. How are you?
Okay. Hey, buddy, I'll put it here.
Hey, how are you?
Same as Sister Bermuda.
Oh, whoa. How have you been?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Tell me what's going on with you, Sister Bermuda.
Thank you for you having perfect setting on your show today. I enjoyed that, and Sister Cheryl from Wagner's Entertainment, I thank you for the shout-out you gave me.
Oh, that's no problem. I've always enjoyed coming out to what you all have because you can tell that there's a lot of spirituality there, but at the same time, it's also a lot of fun, it's also a lot of praise, it's also a lot of worship. So tell us just a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I'm just what my name says. I'm simply Bermuda. Just want to be able to spread the word of God, the truth, you know. Want to try to bring back the gospel music to where its original form, you know, where it was to bring out the message of Jesus Christ. That's all I want to do.
Well, I want to say Simply Sister Bonita. You have been doing that. There have been programs where I definitely mentioned you, and now it looks like I'm going to have to maybe, on an upcoming week, bring you in live to the studio during a weekday, and then start rotating your music and putting it in rotation so that on Mondays, Fridays, Saturdays, we can continue to play it.
Yes, praise God for you.
No problem.
We need more people like you.
I appreciate that very much. One thing I can say, there are a lot of people who cannot hold the crowd's attention for 20 minutes. And to see you perform for as long as you did, the different, having things set up with the young children, the youth come up, and everything like that, it was just beautiful. I was greatly impressed.
Well, we was led by God. We always, Jesus included the children, and so do we.
All right. If anybody wants to get in touch with you all, like for a show booking or anything like that, especially with Wagner's Entertainment, how can they go about getting a hold of you all?
Well, our manager for Perfect Setting and myself is Cheryl Wagner from Wagner's Entertainment. Her number is 216-254-9050.
I thank you for that, and we're looking forward to everything. I can let people know also, if there are like one or two favorite songs that you like, you can always email emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com, so we can start putting it on the Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And I know that God has allowed us to cross paths. You all really said some things that inspired me. I heard it, I saw it, I felt it, and it's time for some other people, some more people to get that same feeling as well. So we appreciate
it. Amen. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you all. Have an excellent evening.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And see, people are, that's the one thing I love about our phone lines. You can definitely call in, and you can then go back and listen to the rest of the program. Before I get to that 216-308 phone number, which is very important that I get to that number, so I promise you I will get to it. I just want to go out there and let people know, wow, if you wish to, you can check out the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period. That's Alfred Porter Jr. with a period after it. Profile pictures of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. That's Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Also, before I go to that 216-308 phone number, why am I feeling good? Because I have to get this one minor thing out of the way. It'll be 2.5 minutes, and then I'll go to 216-308, and then that 216-486 phone number. Before I go to the 216-308 phone number, I just want to say the Red Carpet Awards. The Red Carpet Awards were held yesterday at the SAC Hall, SAC Music Hall, and it was held. Now the bad. Let's start off with the bad first, and say that it started 2 hours late, as the DJ arrived before the sound equipment did. Sound check, I think sound check should probably be done at least an hour before the doors open. Maybe even a couple hours in advance. And I can't complain about people winning awards or, you know, I can't complain about people winning awards who may have been deeply involved with the program, because hosts or others on BET, Billboard, MTV Awards, they win awards, but maybe all performers need to be held to at least 2 to 3 songs minimum. Only reason I say that is because at other major award shows, no matter how good Usher is or even Taylor Swift, they don't do like 2 or 3 songs. They do their one major song, and it's like hit it or quit it, hit or miss. They just do one. Unless it's a halftime show for a sports thing like the Super Bowl, then you got all these minutes to run around with. That's totally different. But anyway, Sapphire Rogers and the Red Carpet Awards did something so right, it was unbelievable. You know, they entered Al Porter Jr., Suave Gotti, The Real Riff Raff, and the Conspits, Ernest L. Smith, in the Legendary Award category and told people to vote for them. The surprise was that the email voting on that one award meant nothing because they decided to honor all five legends and have them speak. That was classy. Shout out to Bar for Bar, E-Dub, Solomon Kane, Michael and JG, alongside Lady Beatrice, Black Man's Army represented. Definitely did that by my man HJS, Riff Raff, Lady Beatrice. Now, Riff Raff and Lady Beatrice got a chance to call the Art McCoy radio show live. So it was a win-win situation. Before I get to that, 216-308, 216-486, 216-205, I want to let people know that it was very, very interesting. Block Burners, Miss Rock, Blazing Flame, Tash, Cedarside Moon, they had great performances. Breakthrough artists happened to be Tina Tyrant, R&B Artist of the Year, KC Toons, Miss 16 Bars went to Vixen, Mixtape Album of the Year, Affinity, Mr. 16 Bars, Cedarside Moan, Producer, D187, Man of the Year was Nova the Rebel. With that being said, I'm going to go through, I know they didn't want to hear my big mouth talk for that long, so 216-308, 216-308, how you doing this evening?
Greetings, Al Porter. How's everyone doing?
Doing wonderful. What about you?
Yeah, just calling in, checking in. I'm feeling good right now. I'm concerned about a lot of issues that's going on. Congratulations on your award for the red carpet. No wonder I watched the BET when something was going on around the city. That was spectacular.
You, right. And what else is going on for you?
Working up my craft, working up my hobby, still maintaining what I do, you know, in general. Ran into a lot of good friends at the workshop.
Beautiful.
We keep it tuned in here. Seeing news, watching all this crazy mayhem, seeing these man-made laws being put out here. There's a lot of rainbow celebrations as far as with these crazy rights that lower self of man causes herself to make up. I'm just tripping on all of it. It's kind of sad. So we got to keep moving forward. So,
right.
Meantime, family's good. Mama Dukes is way good. Still holding the fort down. And, you know, her son always backing her. Basically, I'm just calling in to say, keep doing what you're doing, Mr. Porter. Keep the hip hop workshop around. Don't let anything, you know, happen with this. You gotta keep a lot of adversaries, even the ones that's trying to fight, you know what I'm saying, for the so called cause. So,
yes, sir.
You gotta keep them at bay. Like I said, I don't like what I'm hearing around the city. So, some need to get solved. I mean, and then just for, I applaud you a lot just for you rallying and the government still smacking us in the face as far as we're letting Brella get on with murdering Tim Melissa. That's a bunch of nonsense. It's probably the Cavaliers that win a championship because you can't sugarcoat nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right,
you
right.
To keep on, like I said, keep pressing forward. And I much love to everybody. And
Thank you so much. Then if you hold a line, I'll be able to get into something real quick that I know you will like.
Oh, that's a pleasure. That's what's up. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, no problem. And like I say, I'm going to do that because since he asked before I go to 216-486 and then the 216-205, it's always good to give that quick information that I spoke about earlier. And I want to say July 4th, happy birthday to my mom, and let people know that that night is the Unite CLE giving back the local artists
hosted by So Blessed, OG Memphis, and L. Reezy. L. Reezy, my man CGS, who made it in the top 10 this week. And that's at the Anatomy Nightclub at 1299 West 9th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. Friday, July 3rd, Carouche Park. It's the Barbecue Birthday Bash for Suave Gotti at 17000 Tarkington Avenue. That's right at Cleveland, Ohio, 44128374. And the reason that I said, what can I do to add on to that is because a couple of key stories just came up that really fit what was going on. And I wanted to let people know that this coming Saturday, since my man asked about it, just asked, Black Man's Army presents Good for the Hood, hosted by Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven. Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven and www.hjsmusic.com. That's this Saturday, July 4th. From 1 to 3 p.m., only 1 to 3 p.m., because other folks will be running like I will be over different other people's birthday celebrations, including something else going on for my mom. Good food and fun, because a lot of times people don't realize there are people with no place to go and nothing to eat on that day. So Black Man's Army are doing their part. We'll have stickers for everybody, flyers for people to grab. McCall's Motor Inn at 14660 Euclid Avenue, intersection of Euclid Avenue and Lee Road, right in East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. And then following that, since you asked, July 11th, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., that's where you will be having the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop indoors at none other than Cleveland State University's 1899, the main classroom building, large room 136, large room 136. You can enter from the Euclid side of East 22nd or the Chester side to the large room 136. So before I do anything else, giving out this information, I want to check and see what's going on with the 216-486 phone number. That's 216-486. How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Porter. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What about you?
Doing very well, and I'm calling to thank you because of your quick, I would say, service or your quick whatever you want to call it on the 14th. Because of that, you helped to save my life. Because I was threatening a stroke, and you called the paramedics in time. And everything, God worked everything out fine. So thank you. And thank you so much.
You are more than welcome.
And have a very wonderful show. And I'm glad you had a wonderful birthday because nobody's more deserving than you. And may you have many, many more. Thanks again, sir.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Please hold a line because I might be able to find something to throw out for you. And before I do that, I want to let 216-205 know I'll be with them shortly, as well as 216-772. Man, these hours go very fast. But before I do that, since it's on my heart, somebody put it out there for me to do and speak on it, I just want to thank everyone involved with that super birthday party that was held at Cleveland State. It's roll call time. My 46th birthday happened, and so besides myself, you had Mr. Milligrand from voiceofradio.com. You had my man HJS on hand doing the sounds. Even put out a nice little birthday mix CD, which is appreciated. LB, New Life Promoters featuring Eastside, Jasmine. You also had quite a few others that I was just very thankful to see. There's such as Haywood was there. VoiceItRadio.com. They interviewed any and everyone who wanted interviews for those couple hours. They even did live broadcasting for my man Bobby Champagne, B-Boy Bobby Champagne and the Bob Squad. And you had people there such as EP, Most Electrifying, Miss Mickey, India. Then you had Tammy Powell, Sir Knock. My man Sergeant Major Brother Stokes was real representing the Black Man's Army. DJ Dollar Rock, Twiggy, Cheryl Wagner, Sister Cheryl Wagner was on hand.
LaVita Murray, Gospel Hip Hop, Rich Lucky. Definitely, you all might remember him from the re-elect Barack Obama song. I refuse to play it because it's so catchy, it sticks in your head. Definitely praying for his wife so that she has a quick and speedy recovery. Miss Cueto was there, Sister Alonda, with Christian Clark and the Network for Neighborhood Success, Mr. Ronnie B, and the 1008 Vision senior staff, Suave Gotti, Super Promoter Frog was there. Black Studies brought pizza. Uncle Sam brought Kentucky Fried Chicken. You also had Art McCoy and his family. Brother Tino, he brought chicken wings. Black Man Army stickers and flyers were in full effect. My man Double D was there. Brother Ted, Punk to the Silence. Hey, they gave me my The Silence t-shirt. MC Derek and his lady, Solomon Kane and his staff, Silver B in the mix. He was like the Black Santa Claus because he brought a big bag of gifts for my mom and myself. Queen Aisha and the family. I danced with some lovely ladies that evening. Pastor Twan was on hand. Pastor Williams, CGS was in the house. Lady Red from First Lady's Dynasty, Peace in the Hood, Inferno. Yeah, I'm allowed myself to get a little bit overly upset by some things and comments that were made earlier that evening. And maybe I need to learn not to take everything too serious, but it was just such a powerful event in itself that I was on the don't let anything bother and derail it. That was not what I wanted to see done. I'm glad it wasn't. You know, I have a song that fits how everything went that evening. I'll get to that shortly after I go to that 216-205 phone number. 216-205, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Mr. B?
Woo! Enjoying the past weekend. It's been a whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind.
Yeah. Hey, we had fun, and we want to just salute you for everything that you do for the community and for hip-hop. Because I tell you constantly, but I don't say it in front of enough people, that we appreciate you being hip-hop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because that ain't an easy job. Most of us do hip-hop a couple of hours here and there when we can afford to, or when we feel like nobody's really watching you hip-hop.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being that strong member of the Black Man's Army.
Oh, BMA all day. Okay, well, hopefully we'll see everybody out on the 4th so we can celebrate Mama P, because, you know, I kept saying she definitely the mother of the revolution. So we appreciate her, and we want her to be doing well. Thank you.
Thank you. And definitely hold the line. We'll see what we have for you to place out there. As a matter of fact, before I go to that 216-772 phone number, I want to go back and say a shout-out to the Wolfpack Nation, who invited myself, Man in the Streets, to take part in their video shoot last Thursday. It was like a video shoot birthday party, and they showed out at Belinda's Nightclub off of Madison, where they cooked and made empanadas, fried meat pies. And looking forward to their next event, they played 4 hours of underground local artists in the club. And all they had to do was submit it to them, and they just played it. So I want to thank them for that. Please keep Amanda Elizabeth in mind. If her name sounds familiar, it's because her husband, legendary producer, Spitbox's DJ, Cleveland's own version of Detroit's J. Dilla, DJ Besto passed away last year from cancer around this time. And she let people know she's still having a hard time with that, which I can understand and overstand completely. As I look at everything that's out there, and before I go to the 216-772 phone number, I need to let people know, before I bother anybody or pick on anybody, that it was 9 black people who were murdered in a Charleston, South Carolina church a couple of weeks ago, and Walmart made the right decision to yank, pull, snatch the Confederate flag off the shelves, but the church people weren't shot with a flag. They were shot with a gun. And Walmart's is one of the more lucrative firearms dealers, meaning they sell more firearms than any retailer in the nation. Now, Walmart said they took the flags off the shelves because they never want to offend anyone with the products that they offer. Yes, shooting each other is all right. Ban the flags, pass the ammo. Hey, this is 216-772 about to come on the phone line. As I get that together, I just want to let people know,
should you choose. This is a real easy one. Tonight at 1 a.m., SOTC, that's Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM on WCSB.org. And Saturdays, you can check out 216 Radio, Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. Let them know you heard about it right here at 216-772. That's 216-772. How you doing out there?
I'm well, thank you, Al. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. What's new for you?
Well, you know, I'm so sorry that I was not able to get to Friday night birthday celebration for you. And I just, I guess I heard it went pretty well. So,
oh, yes.
I'm sorry for myself. I missed out.
That's one of the few times, but that's all right. You had to recharge yourself.
Yeah. Did you ever get to tell anybody how old you were, or aren't we allowed to ask that?
Yes, I
did. You don't
did.
Have to say.
I'm very thankful that I've made it to 46. So I'm
all
very
right.
Thankful.
Okay,
yes,
I was going to give you 10 years less, you know, but with your intelligence, you know, with your intelligence, you seem like you're 75, because you've lived a lot, and you've been everywhere, and so I don't have a whole lot to tell tonight. I mean, I will say I did go to this amicus brief. It was a press conference because the group of eight that filed for Tamir Rice shooter to be arrested, that same group, NAACP, the Collaborative, and the National Lawyers Guild got together, and they filed a brief today about the consent decree and the problems with it. And I'm posting the videos on Facebook and whatnot, but one of the problems with the consent decree, which is the agreement between the Department of Justice and the City of Cleveland to correct the police, as you know, with their patterns of practice and abuse against the citizens. One of the problems was this new office called Inspector General is answering to the police chief. And this is a major mistake. This is a major error. And of all the consent decrees around the country, Cleveland was the only one that came up with this crazy idea in the negotiations. So that was one of the major contentions of this group regarding the consent decree, and there were others too. But Subodh Chandra was speaking out on that particular point today, and he said it's a no-brainer, and you would think it's a no-brainer that why should he answer to the police chief when he's going to be making critique? He's going to be he or she, whoever the inspector general is, may be critiquing the activities of the police chief, and then he has to answer the police chief. So that's really stupid.
Wow!
The fact that the judge signed it without questioning that point is like baffling to everybody. So I've got the videos I put up on Facebook on the Civil and Human Rights Coalition. People want to look at it there, and I'd be glad to put it on your wall if people can find it there.
Please do.
And I will do that too. So, you know,
thank
I helped
you.
Out with that and videoed it and got the sound system together and today for that event. And, that went off pretty well. I hope that the court will take a look at these problems, because Cleveland should try to be more of a model than situation normal, snafu, you know, all screwed up. Why should we continue when we can try to do better, and this is the time to jump on it? And when people see that, they might want to react and write to Cleveland.com, or write to the judge, or, you know, make some noise about it, because it's crazy. It's really stupid. I don't know. But we got to keep on pushing.
Very much. No problem.
Yeah,
we will do that. And I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome, Al. I'm going to listen in, I'm going to enjoy the show. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you. No problem. You do the same. Before I go and play any music, since he brought it up,
I could do that on the 646-478-0944 of Al Porter Man in the Streets. Well, he didn't bring this part up. I just want to throw out there that the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, they follow at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, the Lee Road intersection, at the Resource Center at 44112. If you want to keep up with what's going on, you can always check out everything from blackonblackcleveland.com, official website, blackonblackcleveland.com. And you can also check out everything, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's at voiceatradio.com, Thursdays at 3 to 4 p.m. And since I have some extra time here before I play anything, wow, he brought up something very interesting, because everybody's not happy about that decree for different forms and reasons, such as the Cleveland Police Patrolman Association President Steve Loomis says some provisions of the Department of Justice and Cleveland, Ohio, the city consent decree will conflict with the police and violate the union contract. Didn't police violate Ken Ball, Tim and Melissa, Tanisha Anderson, Tamir Rice? Now, the decree allows citizens to give complaints against officers anonymously, removing citizens' accountability from the process, opens floodgates for abuse and unfounded complaints. That's what Luma said. And the cops are always accountable. Okay. Now, the dissent decree also calls for officers' discipline records to be kept on file for 10 years, like regular people. You know, you or I do something. Something might sit at our job on our file for 5 or 6 years. Violating the old contract that mandated discipline records to be removed from officers' records. That's right, they removed bad things from their records after only 2 years. Now, Loomis said keeping officer discipline records on file for a decade prevents promotions and unfairly taints careers. Loomis, Loomis, Loomis. I don't want a fool cop with a gun or a badge to be promoted. You know, so if a cop has a gun and a badge, I don't want them to be promoted, Loomis. Come on, man. Now, the Department of Justice also has made it easier for an officer to lose their job. Just like if I go up and I slap somebody on my job, 9 times out of 10, I'm just kicked out the front door, and it's almost the same way it should be for unlawfully discharging weapons and the rest of it. Now, Loomis has said the union will fight many points of this dissent decree and is willing to go to arbitration. Now, Steve Loomis accused Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson and Department of Justice Steve Dottelbach of being pushed into this by Tamir Rice and the East Cleveland Chase, and that this won't hold up in court. The sad thing is, with the Brillo verdict, that nutcase might be right. As I look here, I'm looking at another caller who just conversational piece before I get to the 216-471. I appreciate you calling in. I just want to say that I'm thankful for everything that has happened the past few days in the community. I'm thankful that more people are coming out. But I just want to give you all one other thing and just let people know that Biggie, We Focus ENT, you know, he came to Cadell Rec from out of Cleveland. He left his township from the Dayton area to come up here, and he came to the Cadell Rec and shot scenes of his We Want Justice video to incorporate Tamir Rice. Plus, he went to Ferguson and other places. Now, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting that the Brown Report newspaper, Pastors Thompson, Mr. Milligrand, CGS, Black Man's Army, Mom and Pop Hip Hop Video, they were on that particular video. And the thing is, it premieres July 14th worldwide. So congratulate somebody who came in, took the reins to do that. I'm looking at that 261-471. 261-471. I mean, 216-471. How you doing?
You said, hey.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
What's good?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm doing wonderful. You know, because
everything seems to be going out pretty good. I'd even got a chance to mention what was happening on July 4th. And
Barbecue in the hood. We got Sundays at the Anatomy, though, man. But I know everybody was staying at that Al Porter birthday party, man. That was marvelous. Marvelous. Pizza, cookies, partying. Marvelous. Man.
It was a fun one, man. It felt good to do that.
Shout out to Voice of Radio. They was in the building, like, full effect. That was crazy. Beautiful. Man, I was like, woo. I had fun on the radio. I had fun with Al Porter and the family. Beautiful, man. It was beautiful. But, yeah, be looking out for that No Ways Out mixtape. No Ways Out mixtape dropping in July. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Release party coming out, too. Future and the big homie, Al Porter, again. He about to come and shut it down. Shouts out B, BMA's Black Man's Army. You already know what it is. We ain't here full effect. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking for my shirt. But it's cool. I ain't gonna say nothing about it. He was here.
You basically earning it, man. The way you handed out those stickers and everything else, man. So I thank you very much for the phone call.
Oh man, all right, man. I'm still listening.
No problem. Oh, please do that because we still will plan on coming to join you this coming weekend. That's a nice thing that you're doing, and we appreciate it. And it's a beautiful thing. As a matter of fact, before I go and pick on that other 216 number that came up shortly, I just want to say that I thank you all for tuning in as usual. And I guess before I do anything else, it's so nice to have somebody who says, you know, I want to make sure I'm on. I want to make sure this, that, and other. So since they're probably tired of my mouth, and that's what happened the first time, 216-280.
Hey, y'all can hear me?
Yes, I can. How you doing?
What's up, what is this, Rocky?
Man, you have, like, one of the biggest upcoming video shoots that's about to hit out. As a matter of fact, man, it's Rocky the Young Legend. What's been going on with your family?
Not much, man. Just holding the fork down, man. Trail North Entertainment. Know my label I just established. You know, it's a movement now. It's growing in different states and cities. You know what I'm saying? Right now,
mm-hmm.
I got my artist out in Hasburg, Nickel Boy. It's the movement growing out there on the Trail North side. We all rocking Trail North hats, Trail North tees. You know, that's how I'm trying to get the video like that too. You know what I'm saying? Here in Cleveland, I got my Cleveland campaign going. You know what I'm saying? So
wow. And I'm looking at that. That's supposed to happen on July 17th, Mr. C Liquor Store at 4 p.m., Cleveland, Ohio. And you already letting people know what you like to see is everybody representing that Trail North.
Yeah, because, man, by me being humble with things, you know, I always was affiliated with UGK, you know, through Mama West Jail, you know what I'm saying? I was introduced to jail by my brother Pratt from Brothers for the Struggle, so I'm part of a legacy within my city. So, and I always kept it underground, posted at all the liquor stores. We used to go out in and out on the road from Mexico to Texas to Mansfield, like back to the liquor store, you know what I'm saying? Grinding back at the, you know what I'm saying? Walking down the street, all types of, you know, marketing strategies, you know what I'm saying? Just hustling and pushing. I've been doing it for years, though, for real, you know? So now I just know there's levels to it now. Can't keep doing the same thing, but. But at the same time, I'm still going to do the same thing because, you know, it's like, it keeps me sane, though. I go out with the people. I don't know if I'm talking to, if I sold my city to a killer, drug dealer, I don't know who it is. You know, that is not, it's a lot of support in the streets out here. Even though it's dangerous out here, I get really a lot of love, you know what I'm saying, Cleveland for real. In the inner city, though, you know what I'm saying, so.
Yeah.
Keep it all the way authentic, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't no fabricated rap, it's all real. I ain't I'm bringing trap rapping. I'm rapping like I'm trapping. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trapping. You know, that's all I did. Cause I'm up there with the bootleggers. I ain't got no CD, DVDs or movies. I just got my music. You know what I'm saying? Pushing units, and it stayed like that for years. I done seen at the liquor stores, I done seen the bootleggers change over. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So then they all be like, this my spot, this my spot. And I'm be humble with just looking at them like, man, you just don't know. But you know. No, so I can see, because that's why I grind. Cleveland, why I grind at, and I talk about it, and I'm hollering all the time. So, you know, right. People like in the game for real want to see that. Like, oh, for real, what are you doing? You talking all that shit? But okay, I could tell you where it's at though. You know, so I could take it right to where I be at. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and I can tell you where it be at is July the 17th. The video shoot, Mr. C's Liquor Store at 4 p.m., Cleveland, Ohio. And wow, how can people go out there and begin getting their trail gear so they can all fit in and look, you know, well fitted?
Oh,
well,
right now, you could, well, I got a group box. Well, I got my street team, my campaign, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook. If y'all can add me on there, it's Rocky Young, and I can add y'all to my group box. And what I got, everybody is tipping in on the merchandise side, or you can just order your shirt. You know what I'm saying? Shirt ain't nothing but like $11, and on the hat is like $20-$30. You know what I'm saying? Come on,
right.
I got a PayPal account and everything, so got a PayPal account. Hit Nathan Pratt.
Man, they better take you serious because you're taking the business serious and you're talking serious right now. And I have to say, I appreciate that, man.
Already. And if I can, the single that I'm doing is on YouTube right now, GAME. It's off my Northern Smoke mixtape. That's dropping on that pimp.com in the summer. You know what I'm saying? Back to school. I'm going to have a release party for it and everything. I had the listening party back in March, my birthday, March 14th. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you did. And it was well attended. And I just want to say congratulations, brother, on everything you've been doing.
Good luck, man. I appreciate you. I'll put it all right now. For some support to the bone, Grussel. You feel me?
All right, then. We're going to do that. And I appreciate everything you're doing. And before you get off, I just want to let you know and anybody else that if you have at least two singles that you think you want to promote, just hit it and send it up on email, emaxradio@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to spin those hot singles for you and keep you in the loop.
All righty. Hello.
All right. Thank you, brother.
This is
the type of show that I'm talking about that you just heard from one of the strongest, most original brothers out there that I have respect for. He might not get out there and say, oh, yeah, I'm the younger brother of Pratt from Brothers for the Struggle. But this man lets you know he's a grown man following in his own footsteps, and I'm proud of him because he has represented our area all across the nation. And when I say all across the nation, he's represented us all across the nation. I want to bring up one other thing for about a minute. It won't take that long, I promise. I just want to speak out and say that last Thursday, Tamir Rice's actual 13th birthday, his mom, Samaria Rice, family members such as LaTanya Goldsby and others were joined by Revolutionary Books, Man in the Streets, New Abolitionist, King Swisher from OPN, Don Bryant, and many more as we conversed on the Cadell Rec. As the family sang gospel songs, read scriptures, and spoke on a short life. As his mom said, the family is torn apart. The heart's been turned to pieces, and she's hurting inside while looking for justice for her son. LaTanya Goldsby referred to the place, Cadell Rec, being a sacred ground where Tamir took his last breath. After the sheriff, you know, took over Tamir's investigation and studied the case for weeks, they turned it over to the prosecutor's office, where it's still sitting right now. As a matter of fact, Tanisha Anderson, who was
slammed by a police officer. Police officer sat on her back. They deprived her of oxygen, and she passed. Well, that all happened during the same week of November 2014 when Tamir was killed. And her murder investigation was just turned over to the Sheriff's Department. Wonder how long before he rules. And then how many months before the prosecutor decides whether to indict the police officers or not. That is a very, very serious thing to deal with. I'm going to go back and play something from super singer, R&B artist, producer, that type of thing. E-Max the Image, because there were plenty of these. Plenty of these at the birthday party, the Red Carpet Awards, all that good stuff. Got to throw in the Big Legs remix from E-Max the Image.
Thank you.
That's a remix in itself on Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 4, Verse 26. You know, I'm going to make this real quick. The reason I mention a lot of shows is because maybe we all need to start looking out for each other. And when I mention those shows, different artists who call in can contact those shows for themselves, make sure their music's submitted, and they go places with it. As a matter of fact, you can Facebook or blog talk. D Gambit Radio. Who Has the Power Radio? Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious. I Am Superwoman Radio. And there's also a program on MyLoudRadio.com, Wednesdays and Fridays, 5 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time, kicking it with Kim. She's been very supportive of a lot of things that we did. And then Monday mornings. Well, okay, you missed it already. But Monday mornings at 2 a.m., 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Butters, and that's 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. Also, since I've gotten a chance to get that out of the way, I do want to let people know about that Art McCoy radio show, which airs Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Since I'm having a field day getting a lot of stuff out of here, this is what I can take the time to do real quick. We're going to definitely thank the creator.
My son had a lot of pressure to leave Cleveland. From ex-girlfriends to others who said you can't build a business and grow. But our Porter is too strong. And just like the creator hasn't forsaken us. Be thankful the next few names haven't left.
Hit Fred, Sir Knock, C-Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
L-Dog, K-Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spitbox.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Black Now, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
Cleveland. D-Loran, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
Cleveland. GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Emacs, HTO, HJS, Hamp City.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not the Name Dropping.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
Cleveland. Ron Boyd, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
Cleveland. Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
Cleveland. OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
350, J. Lewis, ADX, Astu.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
Cleveland. Al Fats, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
Cleveland. Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, The Breakers in the Game.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
Cleveland. Stephen the King, Besto, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets, or Mainstays.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
Cleveland. Mr. Abdullah, and Big E, a star.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
And with just a few seconds left, I want to thank Mrs. Smith, who called into the show this evening. She called in. She came to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, and I'll be helping her get some things scheduled as far as protest and all of that. So with that being said, leaving you all out. Be safe on 4th of July. Beat Effect.
Come on.
Oh, safe.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
let's make it real, family. Yeah. Make it real, family. Yeah. Animal Kingdom, baby. Yeah. Let's make it real, family. Got my competition baffled with that, damn it, I just choke, look. Ain't need my permission just to be around my notebook. Crack verses like a coat, hanger to a dope hook. Now you hook, cliffhanger dick, 54 foot. Tell a blind nigga, watch. You know what time it is, stomp a tree to a tree stomp. Make the east jump. Bare arms make your rabbits leap. Use your feet jump. Body parts smack out each chunk with a tree trunk. Y'all just hollin', you think that it's your ass off. How do I keep talking shit if I just hit my ass off? Blast off, you won't break a sweat in a sauna with the setting on summer. Please, we're sweating as a Bahama breeze. You better wanna leave, I swear on my parents' mama. No telling where I'm from, you're smoking like marijuana leaves. Come there with common thieves, wear a llama, share my dama, Jeffrey Dama, down to give his mama, tell Obama, please. You know where drama leads, I hide inside the couching over like, or whatever the problem needs. We have a problem, you say, but I have a problem, jeans. More dangerous than a swarm of bees, running from police. I come shooters that feel jacking, feel action, feel snatching, feel catching ill like my real jacket. Fuck what they said, motherfucker, break bread. If I ain't killed, you lay your ass there and play dead.
Yeah. Now I'ma shoot you in your head and put my dick in your coagulated blood droplets. Fucking hands up until you pay your nigga, stop it. Bitch, I'm fucking with you. I'm at a beat, see? Meaning I'm a beast. The bitch was off and we was drunk and some stuff was smell like your feces. Beat their mics like they reach their PCs. Beat the fifth with different species. Yo, I stick a space modulator in your ass, hater. Rip your balls off and grind up on a cheese grater. Yeah, inform your mama an hour later. The bitch a masturbator, ate a pussy like a dime later. Just let me say this. If Machine Gun Kelly hit you, say that I'm better, he wouldn't say shit. I got a white ass.
No, we can't. No, fuck with.